Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Brain trust. Were we ever correct? Hey, Dave, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, I love it. Those guys are coming to town, by the way. They're still touring. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They're still touring. They're coming
to
L.A. here at the Canyon Club.
Little River Band. Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Dave, thanks for 15 great years.
Oh, my gosh, it's flown by. Let's do 15 more.
I'm ready. I like it. Hey, Dave, folks, by the way, Dave is president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead. LearnToLead.com is the website. How to Deal with Difficult Customers. If You Don't Make Ways, You'll Drown. Those are two of his books. How to Run Your Business by the Book. That's one of my favorites. Dave, we're talking about, and by the way, folks, Dave is an extremely successful business owner, entrepreneur. He's already proven his mettle in the marketplace. So when he speaks, we listen around here. In the previous segment, we talked about having a killer instinct, how to want something more than everybody else and make sure you win, that you do the things that are necessary to be successful, to accomplish a goal. But I also want to talk about mental toughness, because I've been writing a lot about this recently and thinking about it, talking about it. As my audience knows, Dave, my business turned 30 years last month, 30 years old.
That's tremendous.
And I got to thinking about what, over the years, what did I learn from that? What are the big overarching takeaways? And one of them fits this mental toughness thing, Dave. And what I said, one of the things I said that I learned was that I found that the single most important factor in me surviving was that I believed in myself. When everything else abandoned me, when the world let me down, when the customers let me down, when my employees let me down, when everything else turned to mush, the only way I came back the next day and put one foot in front of the other was I believed in myself. And I attribute that to mental toughness. What do you think?
Well, I agree. You know, I like definitions because they create clarity. And if you look up a definition of mental toughness, it says a measure of confidence and resilience that predicts success in the workplace, sports, or education. Well, belief in yourself is confidence. Now, what's interesting, you look at the two. Killer instinct gets you started. Mental toughness helps you finish. Okay.
Yep.
You can go in and you can attack a goal. And you can have killer instinct is like drive on steroids, okay? It's like, I want this goal, and I'm going after it. But if things get tough, if you lose confidence, if you're not resilient, if you can't
endure. And you catch yourself listening to other people who are saying, why don't you quit doing
right.
that? You can't do that. You know, people ask me, I've had over the years, people have said, you know, Blasingame, how'd you pull that off? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
I love it. Isn't that true? But see, the one isn't strong enough without the other. So you've got to have the one to get you started, and the mental toughness is what helps you finish, okay? And so now here's what happens, though. Sometimes, Jim, people reach a certain degree, and I see this in athletics a lot. People reach a certain degree of mental toughness and a certain level of confidence, and they maintain it, but they don't increase it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to continue to grow, you've got to continue to increase mental toughness. So how
but
do you
it,
get more confidence?
It gets easier, confidence? Though, doesn't it, Dave? Because once you've been through the gauntlet, the next gauntlet can't be that much worse than the first one. So, I mean, I always feel like every new gauntlet that I go through to test me, it was easier than the one before. What do you think?
Well, you've got a basis. You continue to strengthen your basis. You have more confidence, and you have resilience. Resilience means you recover quickly from a setback, a loss, or a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So you're used to bouncing back. You're used to the obstacles. You're used to coming back. And so, yeah, so it is easier. And so here's what happens, though, when you get successful. Sometimes you stop building it because you get so comfortable doing what you're confident with, you don't do things that make you uncomfortable anymore. And the only way you can increase mental toughness is through discomfort. How do you increase confidence? It's not doing what you've always done. That will maintain the confidence you have. But if you're going to increase confidence and resilience, you've got to step out and do stuff you haven't done, okay? And you got to what I call raise your bases. If you're a salesperson.
Do you talk to yourself? Do you have words with yourself when you're
I'm very careful
calling
what I say
these
to
things?
Myself. Absolutely. I'm very careful. I really guard my inner dialogue. You have to talk to yourself.
I have little prayers. I know you do too. I know you do.
Yes.
Little prayers that I say to myself. But I have another one that I like to tell people about this one. Whenever I'm up against it, whenever I just can't imagine how I'm going to get over this thing, I just say to myself, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber.
There you go. That's a great affirmation.
And then I put it in Grandma, the old gear that the old work truck I had on the farm. The old low, really double low gear. I said, then put it in Grandma, climb the hill.
That's so true. You know, that's very, very true. And that's what you have to do. And you have to continue to look for hills and continue to climb hills. You just can't build a retirement home on the hill you're on, all right? Or you'll maintain what you have. Think of a salesperson, and he's really good. He's got a daily routine that easily supports 10 quality phone calls a day, 10 a
yep.
day, 10 a day.
Yep.
And he does them every day. He doesn't miss. That's no longer a challenge for him. That maintains his confidence and his resilience and his mental toughness making those 10 calls. But if he's going to grow in mental toughness, he's got to increase his basis.
Hold
he's
on to that thought, David.
From
we're
10
gonna,
to 12.
We're going to take a quick one, folks. We'll continue to celebrate Dave's 15-year anniversary with us. We've got more wisdom from Dave Anderson after the break. 10 tips to this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.